Welcome back to Bonded by Bravo. I'm your host, Amy, joined with my co-host.
Hi, Jenna here. How's it going?
I always want to call you Dom Jen.
Please do.
Please do. We used to call each other by our Instagram handles when they were, when mine was interesting, but yours has always been interesting.
Yep.
Dom Jen, where are you?
I am in Philly on no sleep.
Yay, she's back on the East Coast. I've
tried listening to like a sleep playlist, but it didn't really do much.
What is a sleep playlist?
I just typed it into Spotify and it basically gave me like what you listen to when like at the end of like a yoga class and they're like, you go to Vishvanasana and it's like that.
Okay. How was your flight though, otherwise?
Easy.
Yeah.
It felt like quick. Going home sort of sucks. Yeah. Like going back to San Francisco, it feels longer. I think it is longer. I think it's like longer by like an hour.
What do you guys like? What's your first? It is longer, usually by like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
What's your first order of business in Philly other than sleep?
I was going to say sleep. we actually might go to a show tonight at Johnny Brenda's.
Oh, God.
I know. It's like so it's reminiscent and lovely. I haven't been there for a show in so long.
Wow. That's old stomping grounds. Are you going to get Kyle a cheesesteak across the street at Joe's?
If the time permits. We might go see my cousin at work and she's in
even afterwards, after you could still get him.
Yeah. I know. We're really watching what we're eating right now, so we'll see.
Oh my God. Come on. What are you going to eat while you're here?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't even think. All I can think about is Bravo and Taylor and stuff like that right now.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. What do you want to say? Okay, so I post something controversial on my Instagram this week. And
I saw it
that way. So one of my friends... Oh my God. See, this is where I'm a grandma. One of my friends.
I don't know what's
threaded.
Called. Oh.
Threaded? Thread. Wrote a thread. Sure. And I said, can you make this shareable? Because I don't know how to do a thread, but I'm going to say it. And it said, I am so sick of the Taylor Swift era and her face everywhere. I need a Taylor Swift break. And I retweeted it because I need a break. I need the Super Bowl to be over. But now with this announcement of her new album, we'll get into that. I need a break. I need to not see her on my feed, on my screen, mentioned in my podcasts for like a good 6 months. And I remember you said Jennifer Lawrence did this and Taylor, I need a break.
I totally get that. I do have to note that it's not like her doing it. Like she's not picking the clips and putting them on TV. Like it's just the NFL has, and I said this last week, the NFL is like ruining this for her, for us, all of it. And then you got all these, you know, what did you call them? Dad chads and whatever, all pissed off. And that's a whole other thing. Like I think it's one thing for us to be a little like, overseeing her all the time as opposed to like being like she's ruining it and this and that, and it's like okay, I don't remember who said it. It was either Scott Galloway or maybe Charles Barkley. Scott Galloway is that guy I was talking about. He's like on the host, he's one of the hosts of the Pivot podcast with Kara Swisher. It's a really great it's a business podcast, I'd say.
You've talked
he's
about this
like
before.
He's like kind of like a marketing guru from NYU and just has a lot of prestige and what I think some people, he was actually, you know what? You probably have definitely heard him because he's been on Armchair Experts.
Okay.
And some people can find him a little abrasive, maybe. Like both of them can be, but I kind of like abrasive. It.
We like abrasive.
And he was talking about, he's like, this is such a bigger issue. Like, why are we getting so, like, why are people so upset that she's everywhere? It's like, it's speaking to, he was like, when Giselle and Tom Brady were together, it wasn't this big thing, but it's like, Giselle was never more powerful than Tom Brady. Taylor Swift will forever be more powerful than, and no matter what Travis Kelce does, she's just going to be more powerful and men do not like that. And he was like, we need to sit back and think about like what's happening here. Like, this is a reflection of who we are as a nation that we can't handle this. And I was like, this is interesting because the people are pissed and they're putting a lot on her. Like, if he loses this game, this is going to be a Taylor Swift problem.
But I also, like, we could say Giselle and this and that, but Taylor Swift, yeah, to me also, she gets on my nerves. Like, I said that thing about before that I like her music, but I don't want to see her little mousy face all the time. And I like her music and I've been to her concerts, mm-hmm, and I want to get on the bandwagon sometimes. And right now I'm just over it. Like,
but can I need ask a you breath. A question?
Yeah.
If we had to choose who we were seeing all the time, especially like, let's say we were parents, like, isn't she kind of who we would want our daughters looking up to? Like, she's like not a bad role model to have. You're making a face,
so
but
boring. She's but she so does, boring. Like,
she has nothing.
I would want my kid to have a little more uniqueness. To me, she is so basic white bee. I would want my kid to follow a Pink more than a Taylor Swift. Someone who has some sort of uniqueness about her. And Taylor Swift to me ain't that girl. She got up on that stage on the Grammys night and I looked at her and I just was like, and I can't even say that I don't like her music because I do. So I'm like kind of being a hypocrite in this. But at the same time, she's just so basic that everything about her goes against everything I like about people.
I don't think,
and it's,
I don't think that you could write all of those songs on your own and produce them and make that music.
She doesn't write them all on her own. Let's just be,
I mean, she is writing those songs way more than any other artist out there, frankly.
Debatable.
Either way, I think this whole thing is like getting so, it's just kind of getting gross. Like the whole, I hate Taylor. Like all of it is,
I don't
like
hate her.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
But so many people online do, and they're coming for her. And it's just like, why are we doing this? Why are we so excited to tear people down? It's like, we love to watch them rise. And then it's like, oh, they're too high up. Let's take them right back down. It's just so weird that we do that. And I'm not saying I'm not part of the problem. Like, I'm sure there's been plenty. It's the Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears effect. That's, like, we watched them get to the top and then we were like, cool, let's take them down.
Because I was thinking, like, this is in the Britney Spears of it all, too. Yeah. It gives me, like, that same vibe where they were getting chased by paparazzi and all of that, and that was exciting. And, you know, it's pop culture. It's mm-hmm. what it all is.
And then we get sick of it, even though we're the ones making the paparazzi money because we're the ones looking at it. So it's like, it's a very confusing cycle.
For sure. And I think if she wasn't dating Travis Kelce right now, I think it would be a totally different thing.
Yep. It would
I also thought it was weird how they were making a story out of her ditching or dissing Celine Dion.
That,
like,
was so insane.
I'm just like overall, like, I'm over them, like, over people like creating stories about her. I'm like, just like, give it, let's just chill, let's just,
the thing that kind of sucks is that, like, she kind of came out of this, like, so, like, this relationship and quote unquote, like, high, like, she was so private in that relationship for so long, and I think she was excited to kind of live her life out loud, and, you know, she has access to everything and was kind of like fully enjoying it there for a minute. And then it just, she ended up in this relationship with Travis and it just sort of got like, whew, like, it got so taken out of control with the media that now we can't, like, we can't stand to see her. And that sucks. Cause now it's like, what's her option? To go back into hiding and like be super private. Like, that sucks too. Like, that she doesn't, I feel like she kind of doesn't have a like, I don't know. I kind of feel for the girl. I think it sucks. I just think the whole thing kind of sucks. And, you know, I just want her to be happy. And that's that.
You love her.
I just think that this whole thing is, even if it wasn't Taylor, I think the way we're responding to this whole thing is just really indicative of just who we are as a nation, and maybe not even a nation, like, globally. And the
I think
excitement
you,
we get, the thrill we get in taking people down
and
is
I
just
think you hit the
really
nail on the head by
awesome.
saying, like, we love to watch people rise, we love to watch people fall.
Yeah.
I mean, every story in pop culture goes the same.
Yep.
Every, I started watching The Crown. I know that I'm so late in the game, but I started watching that,
Queen.
and it was, I started on this season where they covered the whole Princess Diana story, and it's heartbreaking because that's
Yeah.
exactly, it's all based on the paparazzi and how the paparazzi just
Yeah.
literally killed her,
Yeah.
killed
Yeah,
her.
it sucks.
And I, what I'm saying is, I need a break from her on my screen. Again, if she wasn't with
Yeah.
Travis right now, this wouldn't be happening. I think after the Super Bowl, hopefully, I think it's going to die off a little then, but at
I
least we'll
think so
see
too. And
more.
I'm sure her PR, like, she has a smart PR team. I'm sure they're like, we have to get through the Super Bowl. She's going on the European tour. We won't see her, like, kind of bopping around the States for a while. So I'm sure that they're ready. They're all probably ready for it to come to some sort of, like, just like let the dust settle for a minute. They'll be in the relationship. We'll get over it. Because I do think I'm starting to really feel like if they weren't long term before, now they're going to go through, they're going through this like high intensity paparazzi. And this is going to, in a way, bond them, whether it be trauma bonding or not, but it's going to bond them for sure. It's going to, this is definitely making them closer.
The one thing I did want to say that we were texting about, why does she always need a sidekick? It is so uncomfortable to me the way that she brought Lana Del Rey up to the stage with her and how she needed her on the red carpet. I feel like every award show she's always, or even at the game, like how she has Miles Teller's wife with her, like she always has like a sidekick with her.
For the
What do we
games,
think
it's
that's
probably like
about?
a fun ex like I feel like for games and stuff, I would totally bring friends. Like,
Yeah.
that to me isn't weird. I guess the Lana Del Rey thing at the Grammys is weird. I don't know, maybe it's like a comf like a nervous sort of, like,
Yeah.
actually, I don't know. I really don't know.
It
Maybe
made
it's
me
like
so
if she has
uncomfortable.
someone else in it, the paparazzi and the headlines are not just about, I have no idea.
Did you see when she was dragging Lana Del Rey up to the? I
I
was
saw all the stories the next
cringing.
day
Oh,
that
you
were
didn't see
coming
it.
out. I saw like the video of it, but I tried not to, like, everything was so negative about her online after that I was like, I don't even feel like watching or feeding into any of this.
See,
But I will
watching it in the
say,
moment, it was just cringe because Lana Del Rey wanted no parts of it. And it's like she was like dragging her, and she was nominated in the same category and lost. And then she was making her come up to the stage. I also wanted to say, I feel like at all award shows, I almost did a TikTok on this. Can we stop just cutting to the people who lost? Can we cut to
Yeah, that's
anyone
weird.
else in the audience? It's
Yeah, that's
such a
weird.
weird thing when somebody loses an award
Again, going
to
back to
then.
the.
Exactly. And then then they get torn apart in the media about how they reacted. You just lost everything you ever worked for in your life's goal, and then you want to have the perfect reaction and then just be put on the cover of Page Six, like, oh, sorry, I wasn't so gracious when I lost like my
And then they have to
ultimate
like
dream.
speak out on it. It's just, it's so ridiculous.
Yeah. What
But
else
I
made
will say, I
yeah.
mean, I'm not gonna sit here and say that, like, I also was not getting a little annoyed of seeing Taylor everywhere. Like, I knew it wasn't on her. It's the media, it's clickbait. They get money for all of those hits. But I went back and I was like, okay, maybe I just need to, like, listen to her music and fall right back. And I, like, listened to the Midnight's album. I was like, yeah, no, she's great. I love her.
See, and I feel all the things I feel. And on Monday night, when I was making dinner, put on Midnights.
Yeah, and it's just a great fucking album.
And I want to listen to her music. I just don't want to see her face.
Totally. So,
Is that a mean? I don't know. I'm
no,
hypocritical in both of
I
my
think as
thoughts.
long as we're acknowledging that it's not her putting her face everywhere, like, these are
It's
cameras
true.
catching. You know what I mean? It's not like she's calling Page Six and asking for them to put, like, run a story
No,
on her. So it's
no.
like this is a little bit out of her hands.
What did you think of the rest of the Grammys? Did you watch?
No.
You saw a clip? No, you
I saw
didn't.
clips. We've started it. We started watching it, and then Sunday night's like my go to bed early night. So I probably was in bed halfway through the Grammys. But I hear they were really good.
Yeah, watching the red carpet, it was like one of those moments where I never felt older. I knew
Didn't
no
know anyone.
one on the red carpet, knew no one. And the outfits were atrocious. I didn't even know what was happening. I didn't know any of the people unless it was like Taylor Swift or Miley Cyrus. But
Oh, I
Miley
did see Miley though,
Cyrus.
and her. I kept showing. This is so weird, but I've always her arms are so fucking toned. Like, I don't know if you've like looked at her arms, but I'm like
Obsessed.
zooming in on photos. I'm like, Kyle, look, this is what I'm going for. This is what I'm going
I
for.
also like the way that she's tatted is perfect. Her
Perfect.
performance killed it. I loved I she looked incredible.
She's underestimated. Is
For
that the word? I
sure.
don't know. Her voice is really good and it's really different.
It's so different. It's so raspy. It has so much tone
Did
to
you watch
it.
that Hulu special she did?
Did I?
It
Tell
was
me about it.
recent. I
I
think
don't
I
know.
texted you or Jackie about it. Maybe both. It was really good.
I
It was
love a
short. It
musical
was like
special.
a half hour, and it was her doing the songs in her backyard.
Oh my
It's
God.
like,
No, but I just got the
oh my
chills.
God, watch it.
Do you want to know what
And
the
she's, oh my
one
God, it's so good. Did you really not watch that to me?
you should, because that, you know, I love a musical special. I didn't
Yeah,
see
and
shows
she
in her
sings in her
backyard.
backyard, and then she's like in like these small like interviews, going through like different headlines from years past, and like kind of giving her take on them.
I see. I saw something like that on TikTok where she did a little bit of that when she was, but
They were
again,
probably
another
pulled
album.
from that video,
Yeah.
'cause it was with the album with Flowers, and yeah,
Yeah.
it's like recent.
True. All of her, like Malibu's such a good song. Do you know whose performance did not get enough credit? Fantasia's performance of the Tina Turner, Big Wheels Keep Up, Proud Mary. That barely made the news. And
Yeah,
talk
I was gonna
about a
say I didn't know about it.
performance that she murdered it. She, I mean, killed it is an understatement. She danced her ass off.
Oh,
She
wow.
did Tina Turner justice in the tribute. And nobody talked about it. It was barely a headline, but I guess, you know, people just wanted to talk trash. So,
Yeah.
yeah. And obviously, Tracy Chapman and Luke Combs, that
Well, that
was
was
a
just
huge one. Yeah.
that sent me
Yeah.
on like a Spotify rabbit hole.
Yeah, you were
Which,
saying country music?
yeah, so I've been like listening to this guy, Zach Lane. People are gonna hear that, like they're gonna be like, duh, he's been around for a long time. I don't know if he has. I have no idea. I don't know much about him. I know that he's a Birds fan though, because I went down his Instagram. And yeah, he's got some really good songs. He's got one with Maggie Rogers. I know you
Wait,
really
say his
like
name
her.
again, Zach. What?
Zach, I think it's like Zach Lane Bryan or Zach Bryan, maybe
Oh,
just
you're
Zach
talking
Bryan.
about the guy that was singing with her.
No, so that was Luke
Oh.
Combs. But because I
Oh.
listened to that song, I think it was like one of the next songs or next artists that came up, and it really got my attention.
Okay.
And he has one with Casey
Oh.
Musgraves, one with Maggie Rogers, and they're really good. I
You
recommend.
know who he's dating?
Some picked the BFFs pod something.
Brianna Chicken Fry from Barstool.
What did you call her?
Brianna Chicken Fry. That's her Barstool name. It really is.
Chicken fry.
Yeah.
Do you listen to that?
I don't, but like I listen to another Barstool podcast,
I'm
so like I
impressed
know of
that you
her.
know that. What's the other
It's
Barstool one you listen to?
I
Chicks in the
listen
Hood.
to No, Out and About. It's really good.
What's
It's
that
these
about?
two gay guys that just talk nonsense. They're more in my
Oh.
age demographic.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay.
It's interesting. Question, did since we're on video now, how many
Yeah.
people commented on your video background what you looked like, or was that just my friends and family?
Literally not one.
Okay, every single one of my friends was like, including my husband, was like, are you sure you want to look like that when you record a video? Maybe you should put some not look like a sweatshirt. And see, I thought I did something with my hair and I put some makeup on. My other friend said that this plant don't have a fake plant in the background. That's not a fake plant. These are all real plants, just an
I know
FYI.
that they're real because I watered them. Well, I didn't. Kyle
Thank
did.
you.
You're welcome.
Shout out, Kyle.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was told I should have a better background and I need a new computer for my camera.
All right. You know what? Give us the money. How
Yeah.
about
Yeah. When we make money off this thing.
it?
Anywho, and also shout out to
Exactly.
Dan, our social media guru, who has been setting us up with all of these things. Now, Jen, I'm gonna do an on-air. You're not gonna like this, but
Is this gonna be the Drake thing? I kind of saw some stuff in a text.
So we've all heard about the Drake video.
Yeah, I want to see.
So there was a video that leaked of Drake's ding-a-ling a ding dong.
How did this happen?
I don't know. It looked like he was in a mirror. Are you we allowed to say jerking off? I'm sure jerking off, and he must have sent
We
it to
allowed, we make the
someone.
rules.
Yeah, I know. I wonder, like, will we get flagged or something? So he was doing that, and
Oh my God,
apparently
I gotta see. I wanna see it. Let me
he
see.
got caught and somebody took it. And so I have a copy of the video. Wait, hold on. I'm gonna send it to Jenna on real time right now, and she's gonna see
Okay.
what her thoughts are on the video.
Well, this is exciting.
I know. Everybody's got the video, like three of my
Shout out
group chats.
Drake.
Tell me. Here it comes, incoming.
I like need to know. Oh my God. This is on TikTok? That's a big dick.
See, and I said I wasn't impressed. Shout out to my Belgian husband, eh?
Who took this?
He did. It's like a video of him in the mirror.
Well, like, how did it get leaked?
Well, he obviously sent it to someone.
Whoa. I'm gonna just keep watching it, I guess. I
My
gotta let's get
friend,
back to
yeah, I was
Elizabeth.
gonna say, you're
I like watched
mesmerized.
it 3 times.
Surprised. Friend called it a gummy worm. She's
Wow.
like, look at Drake's gummy
Started
worm. And I was,
from the bottom.
yeah,
Remember he was on
now, yeah.
Degrassi?
Yes, we,
From Degrassi to here. Great show. Shout out to Degrassi.
Shout out. I'm glad that that's where that brought you.
Oh boy. Okay. Well,
That's the Drake video. You're all caught up.
that's great. I
Drake,
see.
stop sending your dick pics out.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Kyle just poked his head in. Back out. I'm working here.
I guess after this, we got to move on
Yeah.
to so many of the things. I think this week we really wanted to focus about our
Miami a little bit.
love of Miami.
Yeah.
We were talking about underrated, and I think Miami is probably the most underrated housewife show.
That's what I've been saying. I'm like, why did Bravo put those two shows on the same night? Like, there's room for other shows, especially from all the stuff I'm seeing about Potomac. I'm like, maybe you should have put it on the same night as Potomac. People would have been more engaged to watch Potomac because Miami was coming on after.
Oh,
But to
see,
put them
I
after
think.
Beverly Hills in the middle of the week feels like, oh boy, I'm so tired already.
See, yeah, and even last season when I think you told me, oh, you really should, because I think the first season it came back, it was on Peacock,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, it was.
It's really underrated. They always bring the fire.
They really do. They're feisty ladies. I didn't think I put it in the notes, but I kind of forgot that Julia lost a son.
I didn't remember that at all.
I did not remember that, and I was like, wow, this makes her so much more like dynamic and interest. Like, I was really like, oh my God, that is crazy. And then to be going through that place with all the dolls hanging, I was like, oh God, talk about triggers.
So I know you missed a portion, you missed last night's episode. The boat ride from hell, last night and last week's episode, I feel like that boat ride can be up there with the Scary Island episode. It can be up there with the Cartagena boat ride. That boat ride got so much more chaotic
Wow.
after what you saw. They all get back on, they get on the boat, they go to the island. While they're at the island of the dead babies, they're like, Julia, don't look at the babies. Don't look at the babies. We just have to pee on the island, though, because we've been drinking. So a few of the women go and pee. And Adriana asked the local guy, what's
Oh.
up with all of these babies? And the guy's like, yeah, they do witchcraft here on the island. Then Julia's on the boat. She starts looking at the babies too intently. She starts crying. Then Alexia starts crying. Then Lars is crying that they're crying. Then Gertie starts crying. They're all crying. Oh, Marisol God. And Lisa come back to the boat. Oh, no. Larsa comes back to the boat with Marisol and Lisa. And they're all like, why is everyone crying? They all get back to the boat. All of a sudden.
And they're all so colorful, I'm sure. Oh, like, and oh, that's so exactly.
The outfit. It's like neons, all the different neons. And then Gertie's like, I feel like I'm going to throw up. And Nicole's like, you probably have altitude sickness, which I'm going to say something dumb, but I didn't know Mexico City there would be altitude sickness.
I did not. When I heard that, because I think they said on the episode that I saw last week, I was like, oh, wait, but I guess it is, like, in the mountains, right?
Yeah, I feel so dumb. I had no clue.
Yeah, I didn't know.
So then
Gertie's... I was like, where are they? Colorado?
They're on a gondola. Where is this? So then Gertie starts throwing up as a mariachi band comes down the way, starts playing mariachi, and they're like, stop!
Stop the band. Yes, stop the band. Can you imagine being throwing up over the side of the boat and then hearing that music? Like, no. I can't picture me, but I definitely can't picture you. Like, I think the boat's sinking. Like, we're done.
Pulling up right next to her head. It was, I'm like, this can't be, it's one of those scenes where you're like, it was up there with the Cartagena boat ride. It was so chaotic. They get Gertie in an ambulance. She gets some IVs and then everything.
Oh, is that why I saw the preview? When I saw the preview, I was like, what is she doing? And then
it was dehydration. And then it goes on. I mean, you'll see
that right now, honestly. I just texted Kyle. I was like, can I please get a cup of ice water? And he said no.
He's pissed. I'm real thirsty though. It was crazy. She like got the IV, and as soon as she got the IV of fluids, she was instantly back to life.
Wow, I want one of those.
I know. Did you ever do that when you were hungover? Get the IVs.
I thought about that. I have a whole story about that, but not for here.
Okay. I feel like it's the perfect place.
It's an expensive little journey. Shout out Christina for that. She was looking out, but. I had to get them at like a hospital. It wasn't one of those like things that come to your house. Oh. Like it wasn't cute by any means, but I was really rejuvenated. And I remember the next day was, remember that thing that they had in the piazza, the winter jam.
Yeah.
And that was the next day. And I was like, well, let's go. But if I had not gone to get those IVs, I wouldn't have been able to go. So
see? Glass apple. And that's just like Gertie's story because she was able to go to Adriana's concert the next day.
Oh, perfect.
Pride, which that was a whole shit show of her like lip syncing.
And then it didn't go well?
No, it was great. And then they cut to, I think it was Nicole, who's like, is she lip syncing? It's like, no crap. She is not singing her already auto-tuned song live in front of 200,000 people.
You know what, though? Good. I give hats off to anyone that get it. I said to you, like, if you can get on stage, you have so much more than I could ever. I couldn't even teach Pilates, okay? Could not teach Pilates. There were 14 reformers in there, and I could not do it.
You're saying you couldn't, but you did do it for a few months.
I taught for 2 classes. That's it.
Okay. Well.
So. But thank you.
Kudos. Kudos. Kudos.
That's having that mic on, I was just like, oh my God, I can't do this. So
see, Gavin and Mike, and I'm like,
we are. There are the world. 2 different people in the world. And they're us.
Bringing it back to Miami. The other thing that I wanted to talk about that's so funny to me is that we never talk about is Kiki being the ultimate MVP.
Let's get her an award. I want her to have the center. What do they hold? Do they hold anything? Yacht?
The center. Oh, the center.
Do they hold anything? Oranges?
Miami.
No.
Miami. It's true. What do they hold?
An army? I don't know. But anyway, you get what I'm saying. She should be in the middle.
We have to look that up. What do they hold? She should
be. And I really don't like that I know this is going a couple weeks back, but she had that dinner, and the way that the girls did not rally, but Kiki rallies for every single one of you, it was so not chill.
Well, that's what, you know, Kiki really got into that last night. She sat there, and she got into the fight with Lisa on the boat, where Lisa was, like, crazy.
Lisa's getting, I'm finding her, I'm like, you're too much, girl. You're too much. Like, we get it. All these women have gone through, there was not one person on that goddamn boat that probably has not gone through. Actually, have they literally all gone, except for Gertie?
Yeah. And so you you're saying exactly what happened last night.
Really?
So after the Pride event, they all go to a party. And Julia basically tells Lisa, everybody's kind of sick of your shit. You need to stop talking about Lenny because that's all you talk about. Yeah. And at the end of the episode, Kiki's like, I'm so sick of you. Like, everybody's been through stuff and we have to hear about your stuff. And Gertie says, you don't even know the name of my kids. Like, I've gone through a divorce. I've been through it. My son's having a tough time, and I don't want to dump all of my business on all of you. You don't even know the name of my son. And Lisa's like, and Lisa starts, like, getting in her face. Kiki goes, you know what? Maybe all this stuff's happening to you because karma's a bitch.
Shout out.
Mic drop. Kiki walks off. And Gertie's like, no, don't say that. Don't say that. Walks off. But I think Kiki deserves full time because I don't think Kiki's a full time. The things that she does, the way she supports the women majority of the time, the way she shows up, she hypes everybody up.
Yeah.
She says the funniest shit.
Yeah, she's funny too.
So funny.
I like her confessionals.
Exactly. Exactly.
She's also stunning.
Oh, I didn't even realize she had kids.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, she has a son, and I think she said she has a daughter, like two little kids. I had no clue.
So then she must not be full time because I feel like we would know that.
See, that's what I thought too. And after this season, give her the
object whatever it is
they hold in Miami.
Yes, she's great. Yeah, this Lenny stuff. I'm like, all right, we gotta wrap this up.
Over it. It's a storyline that is just, it's not giving anymore.
Yeah, it's not giving. Wow, look how Gen Z we are. It's not giving.
Oh, God, did I just say that?
It's a Gen Z thing to say.
Ew.
I know.
I'm the most geriatric millennial you could get. Are you a millennial?
No, you're not really. I think you're young. You're young, 40. No, I'm not at all. There's things that, like, you know, when you just knew the BFF podcast host name, I was like, chicken fry?
No,
like,
I just knew her name. I didn't know of who she was, like, what podcast she was on.
Still impressive.
Because she's on another podcast. I think it's...
Still impressive.
All right, whatever. Don't hype me up.
It's a compliment.
Okay.
Okay. It is. I don't even know if I said that whole word. I'm so tired. It's a compliment.
So, should we jump into so Vanderpump. Much to say about VPR?
I actually thought this was a great episode. I like that the first episode was, like, not so jam-packed. Like, it was sort of this, like, re-entry, kind of like a catch-up. This is where we're at. And then this episode, I feel like, gave us a lot. I thought this was a great episode without any... something like crazy happening. There was no like big blowouts. It was just a good episode.
I thought, yeah, I feel like we're gonna get into it.
Yeah.
Not a filler episode, but felt like we're kind of establishing what the season's gonna be.
Yeah. This stuff, poor Anne. So Anne resigned is what I've heard.
Shocker.
Poor girl. I wonder what she was getting paid. I need to know. I just need to know.
And is it hourly salary? It's not like she's getting, oh God, health benefits.
Probably hourly, right?
Maybe.
I have no idea.
That sounds.
Before we totally jump in, though, I did want to ask, why do you think Vanderpump Villas is on Hulu and not Peacock?
Money?
I know. I just think that's so strange.
It's who Lisa probably sold the show to.
Yeah, I guess I'm shocked.
I wonder if Bravo wasn't interested.
Yeah, like I'm, but they're interested. So they're not interested in that, but they're interested in the fucking Valley Village or whatever.
talk about a show that I want to say I'm not going to watch, but. But what are they going to do on that show?
They're gonna do first birthday parties, second birthday parties, third birthday parties.
And is it going to be more housewifey?
I hadn't even thought about it that much, but probably, yeah.
Because realistically, we're getting that on the other show. Like, we're getting that on a housewife
Yeah.
show.
I have no idea what this is gonna be about, but
Side
Jax
note.
is gonna go be extra to make sure it gets a second season because he claims that this was his idea.
It
And
was
I'm sure he
Stassi's
will let us
idea.
know that in the show without saying it outright. I can't imagine he's not gonna make sure that, like, we know this was your idea, Jax.
Well, yeah. And to think him and Brittany back on the camera, back on our camera. Yeah, it's true. I didn't think why would they pick there. It's got it. There has to be some sort of contract
Yeah.
issue why they picked Hulu over.
It's just
That's
weird.
interesting.
But yeah, so let's get into the episode now. So Tom feeling betrayed by Schwartz
Wait, hold
was
on. Are we
okay.
not going to talk about Anmore
Oh,
and
yeah,
that
we can.
situation?
I just feel for her. I don't even know what's happening. I mean, who is she? Where'd they find her? Where did she find them?
And she's also so awkward, and I just don't understand why. Okay. I just don't
Her
understand why
texting
I
or her asking Ariana about the party and Ariana being like, "That's fine, and I'll just call the cops." And she was like, "Oh, okay."
I just don't think she's the one for the job because I think all of the viewers are thinking the same thing. We have heard on podcasts and podcasts over and over for the last however many months. Yeah, they're just communicating through Tom's assistant. They're just communicating. So we've heard this and we're like, oh, okay, they're communicating through Tom's assistant. Now to see what the communicating through the assistant looks like, what we've been hearing on these podcasts, it's like, oh, you've basically just been passively, aggressively, mentally abusing this
Yeah,
poor woman for the
100%.
last 8 months with your own torture. And that's what you've both been doing and saying, like, yeah, it's fine. We live together under the same roof, but we've just been like, yeah, it's fine. Communicating through the communicating. We're communicating.
Yeah.
And Anne was not getting
God
paid
bless.
enough. And she did not have the personality for.
No.
When she's like, I'll just come outside with you. I was cringing. And
That's it for Anne.
Ariana leaves and goes, yeah, I'll just keep existing as I do in my own house.
Yeah.
Sunglasses on, like, fuck you, bitch.
Justice for Anne. I hope she's
Yeah,
out there
poor Anne.
thriving.
Yeah, I can't believe,
Tell some stories,
honestly,
get some money.
I can't believe she made it that long.
God. I mean, she basically made it through the entire scandal.
One of the accounts put one of the Bravo accounts said put name Anne's job but wrong answers only. And we should go on there and see what
Oh
some of the
my
wrong
God,
answers
this is
were. People
funny.
were putting like mustache wrangler, worm smuggler. It got a little wild. Anyway,
Yeah.
back to justice for Anne.
Tom, speaking of Tom, he just does not do himself any favors by existing.
To see that conversation between him and Schwartz, I think in a way, this season, Schwartz is going to get his redemption
I
by
think so
kind
too.
of having a little bit of a backbone.
I think so too. I think the fact that he said that he felt betrayed by Schwartz was so out of touch. So out of touch. I'm like, you feel betrayed? What do you
You
mean?
put
How?
him in the worst situation and he
Yeah.
lied and did everything he possibly could for you.
And like, it's a money situation. It's not just like a situation. And a money situation is not, that's like not a good situation.
And
You know,
I
like
didn't
half of, did he say a half or a quarter million dollars? Like, that's a lot of money. And to have, and he's like, he fought so hard, or he, yeah, he fought so hard for that name of the bar. And it's like, yeah, if you're going to put your name up there, you have to have, you got to like live your life with integrity. I feel like my words are like,
it's okay.
Not full.
It's okay. It's okay. Just a few more hours of sleep and you'll get there.
Let me have some water.
Yeah, go ahead. That conversation between him and Schwartz, where Schwartz called him out, it was my favorite line. And I know I'm jumping ahead, but it was my favorite line that Schwartz ever said to him when he said, when they sat down and had that conversation, uh-huh. Schwartz said, I put $500,000 and you put in more. How much money did they put into Schwartz and Sandy's? It's crazy.
I know, it's really crazy.
And everything we're hearing is that it's flailing. And at the end, Schwartz says, I'm going to do what's best for me.
I love that.
I almost got a hard on for Tom Schwartz. I was this close. I was like, oh, this is a side of him you've never seen. Good
but
for
then
him.
Why did he go? I still don't understand why he went on the Biles podcast with Sandoval.
And it gives you that codependent feeling again.
Why does it? Yeah. Like, why didn't he do a separate interview or just like not do one at all? Like, Schwartz should learn from all of his previous interviews regarding this whole thing to not do that.
It's true though, because just like you're saying, because in this scene, you almost see Schwartz on his redemption tour. And then when you hear him on the Vile Files, he's back to being the Schwartz apologist.
Yeah,
every other sentence on the Vile Files, he's saying, I'm not a Schwartz, or I'm not a Sandoval apologist, I'm not a Sandoval apologist. And then he goes into being a Sandoval apologist, back to it, yeah. They're like very toxic for each other, man.
So, I mean, I think Sandoval is really toxic, but, okay, actually, we'll get there when we get there, but Schwartz, I hope he has, you know, the thing with these shows, I was like, when we just said we think that he's going to have a redemption season, I have like wood right next to me. I'm about to knock on it because I feel like every time I say anything about, especially with BBR, you put your eggs in any of these baskets, it's just going to turn on you the next week.
It always does.
It's so annoying.
It's so annoying.
He's going to do, watch, now he's going to do something so unlikable and like, we're going to have to be like, oh, here we go again on the roller coaster.
You know, this is around the time that we met him in person. And he is, he's so likable. It's annoying.
He is so likable.
It's so annoying. Like, I definitely, if I was like a single chick, I definitely would have been stupid enough to make out with him. He doesn't have sex appeal by any means, but he's likable.
No. Yeah, he's super likable. He's got so much like, I think he naturally, I don't think he's putting it on either. Like,
No.
I think he is that guy. Like, what did Katie call him? Like, she was like, you're like a serial killer's wet dream. And I was like, honestly, probably same for me. This Libra energy, but we'll get to that.
Oh God, yeah. The charisma. Riz, as the kids are calling it.
Is that what they're calling it?
They call it Riz.
See, look, you are cool. You know stuff.
I think it's... Please. Okay. I shouldn't even say that. I sound like an idiot.
Okay.
What did you think... Speaking of words that we're going to take back, that conversation with Ariana and Lala. I feel like Lala calling out Ariana, because I kind of agreed with Lala after saying I couldn't stand her last week and that she drives me insane. Her calling out Ariana and being like, why are you living in this house with this man?
Yeah. Didn't I text her and say, I will like mark my words. I will never speak for or against Lala for the rest of my existence. She's so likable on screen. Cause she says like, she was like raising the right question. However, so it's not that my opinion has changed on this necessarily, but I guess I'm like starting to see, I listened to two other podcasts that have talked about this situation, the living situation, I mean, and how they think it's like, yes, it's petty. Like they're both, I think Danny Pellegrino said, he was like, yeah, she's being petty about this house, but also this is 3 months post. Like, where were you? Like, where would you be 3 months after getting your whole like life kind of blown up? You're in a space of being petty. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I don't know for me personally if that's the route I would go.
Yeah.
But I do think Ariana still has a right to be, you know, upset and being and kind of like, yeah, you broke the home. You don't get to keep it too.
I think as a viewer,
it wouldn't be my move though. I gotta say.
It wouldn't be my move either. And I think as a viewer, we don't like the look of petty on Ariana. We don't like how that looks on her because we have built her up over these last 9 months on this huge pedestal of how much we love her and we adore her. And now she's our, especially on this podcast, she's our queen. And we don't like the look of petty on her. It doesn't bode well for her. It doesn't look good on her. I wouldn't do that either. I don't think.
The thing is, she makes like, she talks about it in the after show too. I don't know if you ended up watching.
I didn't. I don't know where to watch that.
They do get into the money stuff a little bit. And she obviously, okay. So like when Lala brings up like, why don't you just like live somewhere else?
Yeah.
It's like, she would have to pay another rent. She has a cat and a dog. A lot of places don't allow that. Then even if they do, you're paying a lot. Plus you're paying that mortgage. And it's like, the petty, that part, I understand why she's still in the house. What I don't understand, and this is where the pettiness that I can't get on board for, is not just selling the house and taking your cut and running.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Just let them buy you out.
Just let them buy you out. Like, that house is, like, not any, nothing, like,
it's cookie cutter it's house. Like it's like that.
It's
special.
A typical farmhouse. I don't know. Right. I mean, it's not.
That's what I mean too, and him saying like he would buy her out at this point in the game where it's been almost a year.
Does he have money to buy her out? I don't get it. Because in the after show, he was talking about how, or even in the show, I think he was even saying like how he had to go on tour, for the money,
yeah. And but he talked about on Biofiles that he offered her money to buy her out. I just think also for your mental health to still be living and communicating through someone else, even knowing that you're in that same house, like it physically must cause a tension, a feeling. I also saw when her dog was in the house and Tom was having people over, are you trusting him with your animals in the house? I wouldn't love that either.
No, God, no. Oh my God.
No. No.
No. Also, can we just point out how, I don't know if it was Bravo, the editors, Tom Sandoval, but boy, they want us to know. We got it. We get it. You are not drinking. They told us like 7 times throughout this episode.
I know. It doesn't mean he's sober, though.
I know, but he said he's not because he said he was doing like.
Right.
The mushroom. And I was like, kind of like, same. When I did drop January.
His mushroom chocolates.
I did mushroom gummies, but whatever.
I think it's, no one, like, I don't, just because you're sober, Tom, doesn't make me think less of a POS.
They were shoving it down our throat. I was like, oh my God.
I liked that conversation. I liked how upfront Lala was, and I agree. Yeah. I think maybe I'll take back a few things. I like taking things back, even though, you know, whatever.
That's why I'm not going to speak for it again.
Bandwagon. Talk about it.
Like, I'm just going to talk about the episode.
Yeah,
trying to pick a side here because it's too tough.
It is. And you're right. They will always make us eat crow.
Yeah. Is that a thing? Always.
That's a boomer thing to say. Bam. I'm covering all generations this week.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. You wrote in the outline about the Sheena solo. That's a sentence.
Yeah, Sheena solo scene. At first, when I wrote it, I wrote, I could do without. But then I got to see this, like, weird dynamic between, did you see that little, like, I don't know if it's tension, but there was definitely something between Brock and Sheena's mom.
Yeah, and
she was, like, rolling her eyes at him.
Well, I would be, too. I could not, so,
huh? Okay,
you
this
go
is
first
because
you said you couldn't believe how supportive Brock was in the outline, and that shocked me because I audibly made a noise by the words that came out of his mouth and how he wasn't supportive and he was so arrogant in his response of calling her out on her OCD and how she couldn't leave her daughter.
I just feel like he was like, I think he just like in front of his, in front of her mom and that other girl there, he was kind of just getting a little frustrated. Because I'm sure he's dealing with it all the time. I also just find Sheena really annoying. I mean, I feel bad that she's going through this postpartum OCD.
I could have absolutely done without the scene, just to be clear. I will say that.
Yeah, I guess just the only part that I liked was the, I guess not like's not the word, but just seeing that kind of weird, because it, I think that there was tension between them in previous seasons.
See, to me, this made me see cracks between Sheena and Brock.
100%.
Like, this 100%. Scene made me see cracks in Sheena and Brock's foundation, because he, what he was saying to her did not feel like a supportive husband to me.
Well, you know what? I'm just, like, remembering right now that the supportive part that I'm thinking of was not this specific scene. It was going to the recording studio and how he was, like, supportive there. And
oh, yeah, that's that she could kind of, like, absolutely
do that in front of him. Like, I just thought that was cool because some people might find that cringe.
That scene I absolutely could have done without. Could have absolutely done without that scene. Sheena screaming in a booth. I was like, get me. Oh. There were two solos.
Emo, and I love emo.
Emo.
I was really sad, actually. I couldn't go to emo night.
Should we get into that? Their emo night party. I just was like.
Oh, I'm dying to go. Dying.
And see.
All this, of my favorite
this
song.
This was not my era. This is like. I, like, pushed it. I went to a Fall Out Boy concert once, and, like, oh that God, was it for me. It was my 23rd birthday, and then I was like...
I didn't miss Warped Tour for, like, 7 years straight.
Warped Tour was something different before it was emo, though. It was alternative, probably.
Yeah, but then it was, like, the Circus Survives, the Taken Back Sundays, Brand New. Oh, so good. So good.
All those people that sound like... I'm not okay. And they all sound exactly the same with the same three chords. Okay. Yeah. Fine. Sheena. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Then we're at Allie and James. And.
Let me tell you. James has a type.
Yeah.
James 100%. Sure likes them young, dumb, and cute.
I like Allie, though.
Yeah.
I think she, like, can really stand on her own 2 feet, like, without James, honestly.
Let's hope when she's standing there on her own 2 feet without James.
Yeah. But she, when she's talking to Schwartz or about, first when she's
Let's just, can we just stop when she comes out and says that she is, when they go to her confessional her confessional shot and she's like, I started astrology and blah, blah, blah. Like my face.
There's so much money in it. I just so much money.
Started cracking up laughing. I was like, I cannot take this girl serious. And then she's going to do Schwartz's chart.
She's probably getting rich as fuck off of it, too. Let's be real.
Let's hope. Let's hope. I also saw a TikTok of her singing a cover of some song the other day.
The astrology thing is, like, such a thing here. Like, I feel like you meet someone in California. I'm, like, here. I'm, like, in Philly. Not here. And it's, like, they're immediately, like, what's your sign?
Want to know people's sign
out of people's mouth. Like, what's your partner? Are you guys matched? I'm like, I don't fucking know. Jackie actually did my birth chart and I'm like Libra, Libra, Libra. So like my whatever rising and whatever this, like basically I'm just like,
you're sure
a total fucking Libra. And when she literally said almost verbatim what Allie said to Schwartz. And I was like, I like stopped the TV. I was like, oh my God, am I Schwartz?
A people pleaser?
Yeah.
You could see that.
Yeah, and like not hates confrontation, just like wants everyone to be like I want everything to be copacetic all the time. I also really like to look at things from like all sides. Like even if it's like a friend who's going through something with like a let's say like a guy or a friend, I definitely will want to be like, okay, like let's think about their side. Like let's see all the sides. I want everything to be fair all the time.
Well, hopefully you never get a Sandoval in your life.
Yeah, because that would be bad for me.
Yeah.
Bad, bad, bad. He'd walk all over me. Because it can sometimes feel like there are definitely moments where I'm like, God, I'm like kind of like a walking mat, and I have to like realize and be like, okay, no, this is not the time to be that person.
Yeah, and see,
Sometimes it is the time.
I find that hard to believe too, that you would be a walking mat.
Yeah, I definitely can be.
I don't love that.
I would so much rather things be easy and everyone else be like chilling good that like I can I'll be fine.
I want to confront for a resolution.
Yeah.
I need a resolution, but I don't know if that has anything to do with freaking Pisces or pie charts, astrology
I
charts.
just
But I just thought it was ironic that
I'm starting a business and just
James's.
doing pie charts.
I just
Oh
thought
my
it
God.
was ironic that James gets these girlfriends that are always like airy fairy, and she's like, and I started in a, it was just like her little low-pitched voice talking about astrology. I like
But I do like,
astrology. I like Allie. It's
yeah.
just to me, you know, and it was like a few days before that that I saw her just strumming her guitar, singing a cover song. YOLO.
I didn't see that.
YOLO.
But I do like that she said, she's like, well, to put it nicely, I just think that shorts could use a little direction.
That's the thing. She can be so shady. And then
I know.
when they went to Tom Sandoval's party, she's like, I don't know about this. I didn't
Yeah.
realize she was going to be. So they are driving to Schwartz's party. I'm thinking they're both going in. Or I guess we should talk about how Tom sends this weird text. Tom Sandoval. Why do I keep saying Schwartz? Tom Sandoval sends James a text while Schwartz is there inviting James Kennedy to his birthday at his house because now Ariana allows him to have 12 people over if they're gone by midnight.
That's a lot of people, honestly.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
James Kennedy walks into the party at Sandoval's house and
this was
Ariana's
so
house.
awkward.
This was the most awkward thing I've ever seen.
I didn't get
But
this was very produced.
and James's commentary about Tom Sandoval's party is a who's who. Like, who are these people?
Yeah, wait.
No one knows who anyone is.
He said
Some
literally, like, who are you? Who are you?
Right. Some guy's talking to him and he's like, who's this guy? The guy's like
Who was
saying,
that guy? Because he said Katie like kicked him out of the group. I'm like, I've never seen you a day in my life.
no, Katie kicked me out of the group. Bro, you have to be mid-30s. Kicked you out of the group?
Yeah.
K.
Yeah.
Move on.
I
Go
hate
keep it.
Sandoval in this fucking black beater and these pants. Ugh.
Ew. So
He like freaked me out.
them ha trying to have this conversation. Obviously, Tom Sandoval does not understand the word accountability. So why James Kennedy thought that he would go there and get an apology from Sandoval, even after all this time, Sandoval still couldn't do it. He couldn't give him an apology.
I know.
He couldn't even try. He has whataboutism, which
Yep.
Schwartz said, and it's the perfect, I think it's the perfect thing to say how narcissistic he is, and Schwartz said it.
Katie and Dana, or whatever her name is, I like listened to their podcast for the first time yesterday, the most recent episode. I don't know if I recommend. But they talked about his apologies too. It's like he's never given. He's like fine to give an apology, but it has to come with like a but.
Right. And
I'm
then
sorry,
it's
but. And it's
because, yeah,
like, it's
because he
so,
doesn't know how.
annoying. I don't know how people could be friends with someone like that. Like,
No.
just apologize and move on. Like, why do you have to? And then him bringing up Kristen from a decade ago, like, please do not compare that relationship or any of the, like, to the, like, they are just
It's not the
comparing apples
same.
and
And
oranges. They're just not the same.
they weren't dating. But of course, he would bring that up.
Also, Kristen and him were like, that was their
Toxic
thing,
as
was to be
hell. Yeah.
messy.
Yeah. I think it's starting to play out. I mean, I love James on my screen. James's quips, his confessionals, they're going to get us through the season.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely recommend watching that after show
Where do we
because
watch that?
they got a lot of, there's a lot of things in there. I was shocked that I even watched. I think it just came on, and so I was like, yeah, I'll
But
watch
is
this.
that, what do you have? Like Peacock?
Yeah, it was on Peacock. It like, you know
I don't
how
have
something will start
Peacock.
right after?
I need to look at that because I don't even know where that is.
Yeah.
Watch What
This is
Happens
like
Live always comes on.
another comment about the
when Sandoval was like, I don't even, okay, so this was on the after show. Sandoval was like, I don't even really see James. Like, we're like friends. And he was like downplaying. And like, maybe he's right. Maybe their relationship was like not that close. But the whole thing, when he said, I only see him like once a month. And I was like, once a month in LA? That feels like basically every day.
Same in New York. That's your best friend. How often do you text each other?
Isn't that like kind of a lot? Like once a month?
Once a month? You're considered one of my good friends.
Yeah.
And especially, yeah, I would agree.
Especially in LA, because you're making an effort.
Right. Agreed.
So I was like, that's not really painting the picture I think you're trying to paint here.
Yeah.
My takeaway was immediately like, once a month? That's a lot.
And you're going to say you're not close with him, but you paid for half of his proposal.
I was thinking that too.
To his ex. So what is it, homie? Tom Sandoval. Ugh. Yeah. So before we close out, I wanted to pose a question of the week. And one of the hot topics on Beverly Hills, we'll cover Beverly Hills next week.
Okay.
We just had so much Vanderpump to catch up on, and we really wanted to talk about Miami because we feel like we haven't been given it the airtime that we thought we needed. But they talked a lot about in marriages, how the men take over the finances and how they're basically just trusting of their men of the finances. And then they posed a question on, I think it was Bravo and Cocktails. Do you trust your man with all the finances, or are you involved with all of that?
Bars are just so separate. We're not married. Yeah. It's like,
do you share any bills? But I mean, you have a domestic partnership similar to most marriages.
We share bills. Like I pay most of the bills. He Venmos me for them.
Yeah. And then it was really interesting because this is how Teresa Giudice got in trouble. Just signing things away.
Everything is very, I mean, we have one joint account for like that we both put in for rent.
Yeah.
And then the bills mostly come out of my account. And then at the, like this, actually yesterday, my alarm went off for him to pay me.
But it's funny because obviously I'm not making millions of dollars for someone to manage the money. But in my relationship too, I'm doing most of the bill paying and managing like majority of the bills.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was interesting. Most of the women were just like, yeah, no, I trust them, blah, blah, blah.
And I often, even when I'm doing the bills, like every now and then I like check in, I'm like, okay, how much of this can I do by myself? Like just in case, you know, God forbid. But like, I definitely want to make sure that like, if anything were to happen, I'll be fine.
Always.
Yeah.
I could never imagine being in a relationship, even if I was loaded, to just be like, oh, you're in charge of it and I don't have any independence. That feels like somebody would have control over me and I don't like that.
Oh my God, 100%.
They were talking about how Sutton was. It's interesting when you see the episode.
Yeah, Sutton, I want to watch it.
Yeah. Last question. Who out of Vanderpump, whose husband or wife out of Vanderpump and Miami would you think you'd best partner up with?
Dr. Nicole's husband.
I knew you were going to say that.
Did you?
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of options here.
I know. I knew you were going to say that.
Okay. I'm impressed.
I knew you were going to say that.
Wow.
You love her so much.
I think she's great.
I know. I like her outfits the best.
I like her.
Yeah. Okay. Mine would be Russell, obviously.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
And if not Russell, then definitely Martina. Martina seems like she would put up with my shit the most.
I love how impressed Andy is by her.
She's so cool.
Like, Andy loves her, and like, all hail. I love that for Andy.
Yeah, I know. She's pretty.
I guess I'm gonna go watch this Drake video. Just kidding.
But Kyle's there.
I know.
Anywho, we'll be back next week, friends, with an all-new episode of Bonded by Bravo. Till then.
Goodbye. Wow, I can't believe I made it through this, actually.
You made it. Now you can sleep. Oof. Bye, friends.
Okay, bye.